The Conference of the Birds, the fifth novel of Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children, by Ransom Riggs. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Look for the bonus PDF with haunting vintage photographs that accompanies this recording. You who live your lives in cities or among peaceful ways cannot always tell whether your friends are the kind who would go through fire for you. But on the plains, one's friends have an opportunity to prove their mettle. William F. Buffalo Bill Cody. Chapter 1. Deep in the green glowing bowels of a Chinatown seafood market, down a dead-end hallway lined with crab tanks, we crouched in a puddle of dark the Light Eater had made, watched over by a thousand alien eyes. Leo's men were close, and they were angry. We heard shouts and crashes as they tore apart the market, looking for us.
"Please," I heard an old woman crying, "I didn't see anybody."
We had realized too late that the hallway had no exit, and now we were trapped here, squatting by a drain in a narrow gap between stacks of doomed crustaceans, their tanks piled 10 high in leaning towers that scraped the ceiling. Between the bangs and shouts, beneath our sharp, panicked breathing, was the unceasing rhythm of crab claws tapping glass, an orchestra of broken typewriters burrowing into my skull. At least it would mask the sound of our breathing. Maybe that would be enough if Noor's unnatural dark held, and if the men whose heavy steps were growing louder didn't look too closely at the wriggling void with unsteady edges, an omission in the air, a wrongness unmissable if your eyes came to rest on it. Noor had shaped it by dragging her hand through the air around us, dark spreading in its wake as light collected on her fingertips like luminous cake frosting. She popped it into her mouth, and it glowed through her cheeks and her throat as she swallowed and disappeared. It was Noor they wanted, but they would have happily taken me too, if only to shoot me. By now they had surely found H dead in his apartment, his eyes torn from their sockets by his own hologast. Earlier in the day, H and his hollow had broken Noor out of Leo's loop. They hurt some of Leo's guys. That, perhaps, would be forgivable. What was not, Leo Burnham, peculiar leader of the Five Burrows clan, had been humiliated. A feral peculiar he laid claim to had been taken from him in his own house, the power center at the heart of a peculiar empire that spanned much of the eastern United States. If I were discovered helping Noor escape, that, more than anything, would write my death sentence. Leo's men were getting closer, and their shouts were growing louder. Noor tended to her dark, straightening its edges between her finger and thumb when it began to spread out, filling the center when it thinned. I wished I could see Noor's face, read her expression. I wanted to know what she was thinking, how she was holding up. It was hard to imagine someone so new to this world enduring all this without cracking. In the past few days, she had been chased by normals with tranquilizer darts and helicopters, kidnapped by a peculiar hypnotist to be sold at auction, and broken free only to be captured by Leo Burnham's gang. She'd spent days in a cell in Leo's headquarters, then been sleep-dusted in the course of her great escape with H, only to awake in his apartment to find him dead on the floor, the gruesome shock of which had sent a warhead of concentrated light erupting from her like a fireball, one that nearly took off my head. Once she recovered from that shock, I shared with her some of what H told me in his last breaths, that there was one last living hollow slayer, a woman named V, and I was to deliver Noor to her for protection. The only clues to her whereabouts were a torn piece.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?